You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now.
We're back, You Know What, Dude, live. Welcome, everybody, to the show.
YKW.
I started a social media podcast. The fact. The YKW Dude podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD's podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up, you're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. YKW Dude is in the house. Why are we... Dude, I got to go to fucking... we got Joe sipping tea again. And let me tell you, there's nothing... A pet peeve of mine is tea sippers.
What?
Why?
I don't
what
know.
What a specific pet peeve.
Come on.
I swear to God. And we got Dan Soda, a.k.a. Dangerous Dan. I'm kidding. That's Dangerous Joe. We got Corporate Dan in the house.
I'm enjoying a nice Keurig coffee. Keurig coffee. Perfect for the quarantine.
And shitty for the environment.
Bob, you forgot my new name.
Yes, I got your new name. We got...
What is it? Innkeeper Joe? The way your angle looks right now.
It's Minnie Mouth. AKA Minnie Mouth Joey List.
And, but I still want to mostly be the truth.
Yeah, you're AKA the truth. But Minnie Mouth, I love. Minnie Mouth is great. The guy who can't eat, the guy who eats pasta perfectly, the guy who can't whistle. The guy who can whistle, I'm sorry. We got, of course, Mike Calta. I don't know how he's doing it. He's looking smaller every day. I don't know what he's doing. If he's buckling his shoulders, he's unhinging his fucking neck.
Yeah, something's dude. He could fold his body like a mouse and get into the wall.
I think that's a 200-inch plasma next to him. and everything is perspective. I think that guitar is just massive. So he looks smaller. We got Gabby almost in shape.
What the fuck?
I've seen your workout videos.
I have a six-pack.
You kind of have a six-pack, but you have a little wobbly near your vagina. So
talk to me about that. What do you think?
Let's see it real quick.
When you do your jumping jacks, there's a little wobble near your puss.
I'm pressing charges.
I'm just saying.
Damn, Bobby, you're so catty in this corona times.
How dare you tell me I have a wobble?
You have a lot of
fighting words.
Listen, honey. Listen, honey. He's trying to get a point across. You're a soggy bitch. Get out of our face. Next contestant. Welcome to Bobby Does Fashion.
I'm just saying, when you jump up a little bit, you might want to change the angle because there's a little wobble near your vag.
Don't be jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. You're in better shape than me, yes, but there's a little wobble. You know when you get those skin type yoga pants on, there's a little right near you.
I think move on.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll pay extra for a little wobble in your vagina.
It's on her Instagram right now. Her. and then we got Mushy Mike, of course, producing. Is that a cactus next to you or a fan? Oh, it's a fan. Okay. Well, that's nice.
Mike doesn't have a fan.
Still works. I love it. Even though it's a delayed reaction from me, Joe, I still love it.
What about what do we call Gabby's thing? A vajiggle.
A vajiggle. Yes. Vajiggle with it.
Also, it looks like with Joe holding his phone close to his cup of tea, it just looked like the phone was on fire. Like he was just sitting in a burning room because there's just steam coming up when you had the mug hidden.
What are you guys all using computers? You guys have computers and microphones. What the fuck?
It's called being a professional, Joseph.
Yeah. We're professional broadcasters.
All right. Well.
Oh! Waited to pull it.
Yeah. I got one.
Corona grabbing windscreen on it.
But it's not even plugged in.
No. No, it's dead.
God damn it, Joe.
But you know they make a plug that goes into the iPhone so you can plug that in and you have perfect sound.
A plug like this?
It's an XLR to a lightning bolt that goes into your phone. And you, do it.
Yo, Bobby, you're looking slender, buddy.
Hey, man, I'm rocking it. I'm keeping it tight, but I'm starting to break, guys.
No. Do not break. Do not break.
Do it. Do it. Drink.
Shut up. Shut up, Emperor Palpatine.
Drink.
Did you call him Emperor Palpatine?
Yeah, he's being the emperor right now.
Drink. Smoke pot.
Dark side.
Do heroin. Eat chocolate.
Hey, dude, that's a Tampa push if I've ever heard one.
That's right.
Cheat on your wife with somebody else's wife.
Oh, man, we can all wear white denim together.
Yeah, we'll all wear affliction jeans and Rolex.
I love a tight bedazzled T-shirt and watching a guy plow my wife.
I love my wife pulling her tits out. She got done four times. The left one's bigger than the right one, and one nipple fell off, and we had to get a young girl to donate her nipple to my wife.
A midwife, a tit midwife.
Yeah.
I feel like Joe is just judging all of us.
He is. He's drinking his tea.
I'm trying to come up with some Tampa shit. All I had was Tom Brady and fucking Bobby Jewell.
My wife's
opposite ends of the spectrum.
I'm going to make an Angel Hernandez joke, but I don't know if anyone was that inside.
Dude.
My wife has the flat ass. She looks like a Mexican bus boy from behind.
Yeah.
Welcome to Tampa.
Surrounded by water.
Bobby just swung and missed, and nobody laughed, and it hurts more on a Zoom.
There's so many people
looking at you.
Bobby, there's no bombdana in the Corona times because our timing's completely fucked on everything.
Are you?
What if we do the ball bomb? The bomb ball sack.
What does that mean?
All right, show it. Show it.
Come on, I want to. We can't show you stuff.
Yeah, you can.
Every time you bomb, I show my ball bag.
All right, there's a bomb ball bag. But Gabby's in the room. You got to make
the bomb bag.
Gabby will take out this whole fucking podcast. She's from Brooklyn. She's a hipster. She hangs out with a lot of gay guys. She'll take us out.
How do we monetize? If you monetize, do we get paid? Because I'm still waiting on my checks from the 2011 You Know What dudes.
Yeah, well, listen, you got paid in full with all the fucking advances I gave you on your credibility. All right?
Oh.
Back in the day, you guys, you what they called no names. And then Bob Kelly put you on his podcast and fucking also he gave you the barbecue rights when all my friends told me to go fuck. Who's that? What's that?
I'm just plugging my show, dude. I'm trying to get monetized.
You should. You monetize. You cocksuckers are the only ones making money.
More like the bonfire.
All right. You know what, Joe? I fucking had your back for a little bit, but that's inappropriate.
Yeah, well, you always have his back, and that's caged what you up. Get.
Bobby, you look slender. You don't need my help anymore. I'm gone. Suarez, I'm helping you sleep so you stop sawing logs at night and keeping everyone in a fucking 5-mile radius awake.
I've never seen Calta. We went camping, comedy camp this summer. I've never seen Dan Soda. I've never seen him mad at anybody. I mean, for God's sakes, his name is Corporate Dan. He does not get mad at fucking people. I've always seen him work it out or try to deal with. Anytime I get mad, he's like, geez, settle down. Always trying to bring this kid. When I sent Mike in, we rented a cabin for Big J, his girl, and for and Dan, because they're not campers. I know, even though they have the bonfire and crackle crackle and the fans of campers, it's all a fucking facade.
It means nothing to us. Camping means nothing to us.
I literally said you should come to comedy camp and do a live bonfire next to a bonfire.
We did, which was very fun.
Yeah, but you guys were like, oh, yeah. Like, it didn't even fucking hit you.
I mean, I guess we're not nature nerds like you.
So, anyways, we get him the thing. I put Mush Mike, because Mike doesn't have a tent. I put Mush in the cabin with Dan. I think he was above you, right?
Yeah, dude. He was up in the loft sleeping, and I was below on the couch. And I got the couch, and I was like, game over. I could sleep on a couch perfectly. And then I fell asleep for like 45 minutes, and then I started. And I was like, that'll stop eventually. I've dealt with some snorers, and for a solid 7 hours, it was the loudest thing, to the point that I made peace with it. I did so many cycles of like making peace with it. And I'm like, you know what, man? Guys live like this every night. You're all right. You can get through tonight to being like, I found a little sleep, to being like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And then back around like, you know what, man? It's not his fault. I did that full cycle three times. Bobby, do you still have the picture on your phone from when I woke up? I look 90 years old. My face is puffy and cracked. And I'm just like, I was just out having a coffee by the fire. And everyone's like, you're all right. I was
so
like,
mad.
Couldn't fucking sleep.
It's hard to lug a sleep apnea machine on a camping trip.
Dude, yeah, that's when I realized, well, Mike and I talk because I genuinely did feel like, dude, that's fucking crazy. People that snore, I didn't know. Sal Volcano told me that he had sleep apnea, and when he finally got the machine, he was like, oh, I could finally sleep. Like, this is insane.
Dude.
Well, can I tell you what's fucked up is that I have the machine. I took the sleep test years and years ago, and they were like, nah, you're just fat and you snore. Then it got worse. My brother's in the medical field, but he's not a doctor. He runs surgery centers. So he had the machine and he gave it to me, and I started using it on my own without a doctor's prescription. And it was helping me sleep better, but I didn't adjust. I adjusted the air too high and it inflated my lungs too much. And my lungs send a message to my brain to shut down. So I woke up in the middle of the night just throwing up blood. And I was like,
what the fuck?
Probably a good idea to go to a doctor if you're going to do that.
That's so funny. You take the mask off, you're like,
I ran to them. I was coughing. It was pink. And I was like, I'm dying. And then we looked it up and it said that too much air will inflate your lungs and your brain will automatically shut them down. I couldn't take a deep breath. I had Corona before Corona was cool.
Dang.
Dude, it was. Let me
say, Joe's mute. Joe, you're mute.
Why are you mute, Joe?
Fuck, I had a line I've been spewing for 5 minutes. I was wondering why I didn't hit. God damn it. It was good, too.
Do it again.
Come on, you got it.
Said he woke up and he looked 90 years old. And I said, you're Rip Dan Stinkle.
You know what? I'm kind of glad that was on mute.
Yeah,
I didn't hear it.
There's Rip Van Winkle.
I understood it. And I'm choosing not to acknowledge it. You know what? See that bomb bag.
Listen.
Dude, that tearing sound is not someone getting rid of files. That's Mike Suarez trying to breathe at night.
I thought that was the recording of your last set.
This is Mike Suarez. This is all night.
No wonder Ellen hates you.
Dude, it was fucking insane.
He comes out, but then something happened where you were like, fuck you. You have to stay up for 2 hours.
No. I yelled at Mike. I went, I've been awake for the last 4 hours. Now you stay awake the next 4 hours because I'm going to fucking get some sleep. And then he was like, yeah. Too. And by the way, Mike was so fucking sweet about the whole thing. He was just like, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry about that. I'll stay awake. You're right. And then I went to sleep. And then an hour later, you just hear, I'm like, come on, man. You fell asleep? He's like, I fell asleep again.
I was sitting up and I still fell asleep.
I know, dude. He was sitting up and he was like,
Bobby, yes. You don't snore.
I nearly fell asleep again and I was so afraid to fall asleep. In the car.
I had my, I told you I have two things. That thing from Canada that you got that didn't work, it works on me, but the only I can't use it only emergencies because it loosens the bottom row of my teeth.
Cool.
Because it only does these right here. It doesn't do the whole row. It does the whole top and just six of the bottom. So I move and my teeth were getting loose. So I had to get this other one from my dentist that does the whole thing, and it dampens my snore.
Dampens.
So because I snore like this. I woke up on a plane doing this.
Yeah.
Dude, you have old timey sleepy sheriffs.
I have three stooges snore, and I won't. And I literally, I turned to me, and the girl was staring at me like this. The chick next to me, I was going for Lord knows how long. It could have been an hour. It could have been 5 seconds.
No wonder why your lips are so puffy.
he's been popping them out. He's been doing his lip exercises.
But if I put this mouthpiece in that my dentist got me, I do this.
So then it's adorable. You actually
have, it's so cute.
You have like a mouse sleeping in a matchbox snore.
Yeah. If you were sitting next to me on a flight, I'd turn around and I go, I give you a little kiss on the head.
Oh, on a shiny head?
Yeah.
Oh, remember flights?
I know.
Those are pretty sweet.
Here's the thing, guys. When you fly out, it's a 14-day quarantine wherever you go. So if I went to visit Mike in Florida right now, I have to stay there for 14 days.
You should just drive down here now. I'm telling you, before the shit hits the fan.
I mean, it's about to hit the fan in New York City.
It's about to hit the fan.
What? Well, the shit's going to hit the fan in Florida, too. You guys aren't even taking it serious down there.
No,
you guys are doing fucking kissing booths and fucking
You guys open more glory holes.
Okay, yeah,
taking it serious, the sheriff went and arrested a pastor for holding church on Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that. I read that article. That dude, that's fucking balls, McGee.
He's my boy, man.
I love the Lord, and I love y'all's money. Let's get together.
are you watching Tiger King?
Oh, yeah, dude, I already went through Tiger King. In fact, I went through Tiger King so fast, it whetted my appetite for the weird and wild whites of West Virginia.
Great alliteration.
Yeah, go watch that documentary. You want to see some white trash. That's a powder keg.
I saw that. That was actually good with the tap dancing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jethro.
Jessica White.
Jesco. Yeah, the outlaw dancer.
This is you, Dennis. This is you. Oh.
But Joe is in your – oh, no, the Carol Baskins is in your area.
So my buddy Chad is a sheriff in Tampa, and I had him on the air this morning, and he's reopening the case. He's going after – he's looking for – you know, he's got a bunch of leads already, and he's going
to try She's the only person that refused the polygraph test.
Well, I said to him, I go, so I'm just going to assume you were watching it over the weekend. And you were like, she fucking killed her husband. He's like, pretty much.
Dude, that's so weird. Yeah. It's so weird that you're doing binge worthy things and you're just in the position of power. You go, I think I'm going to reopen this case.
He's the same sheriff that went and arrested the pastor.
That's nuts. This guy's getting a ton of work from coronavirus.
Dude, let me tell you about this sheriff. He is the greatest guy. He's literally a billionaire. He married into the DeBartolo family that used to.
Hey, shout out the DeBartolos for owning the 49ers.
That's right.
Yo, and,
what's that?
Anyway, BB.
Oh, he,
I was trying to be part of the fun.
It was fun, Bobby. Oh,
yeah. It's hard to do a Zoom thing.
He is the most resources of any law enforcement agent you'll ever see, because he's a fucking billionaire and he puts in, you know, 20 hours a day. Like, he legitimately wants the job. So he's a good dude.
Oh, and he's going to open the case on Carol Baskins.
He's going to close the case on Carol Baskins.
Yeah.
Hey, cool cats and kittens.
Hey, Mike, can you bring up Rick Crome, a photo of Rick Crome, the comedian? And I mean, how much does he look like Carol Baskins' new fucking husband? It's almost ridiculous.
Yeah. Dude, he's the king of cucks.
And the husband is gay. For sure.
Yeah, you definitely think he's tapped on some feet in some bathroom.
You think so?
Yes.
You think he's gay?
I bet that dude jerks off to cats. I bet he's into cats. Oh my God. Yeah, I thought that was actually the husband.
Isn't that weird?
Dude, that
looks just funnier. Like him.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's Rick Crome. He's very funny and gay, but he looks exactly like Carol's husband now. Right?
Is that guy really funny?
Except he doesn't have access to fucking cool ass tigers.
Yeah, he's funny. We're not going to trash him. Cal, what do you think? We're going to trash Rick Crome?
I don't know who the fuck Rick Crome is, but if you asked me to pick, draw a guy who doesn't look funny, I would draw that guy.
I remember Pete Crowley, when I found out Rick Crome was gay, Pete Crowley comes out of the room at the Stella. He goes, Jesus Christ, the guy's so gay. I go, Rick's gay? He went, what?
Yeah.
And he points in there and he's on the piano going, you can sacrifice your sacros. And I was like, oh shit. Yeah, I didn't put that together.
Finally clicked after watching him sing some show tunes on the piano.
Some show tunes. So did you hear about this new bat coin that's they released a national park coin this year, 2020, the U.S. Mint. It's a fucking bat.
It's badass.
Oh, wow.
It's badass. It's the father. It's the father of Corona.
It's the father of Corona. I mean, what a year to pick the dumb bat to put on one of our coins.
Wait, what kind of coin is it?
It's a coin, a U.S. minted coin this year for national parks, American Samoa, whatever. E Pluribus Unum. It's a fucking dollar, I think. But there you go. It's
just going on. I could just watch you going over stuff that's on money. You know,
well, you should
God
wait
we trust.
I mean, I'm supposed to be reading the new members. There it is right there. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
It's a dollar.
Like a bear.
It looks like a bear. What?
Yeah, it looks like a bear. Yeah, it looks like a bear holding up garbage bags. Hey, look, I took out the trash. It's weird when you do this on Zoom because people cut out. So like volume comes out. I'm like, wait, you guys stop laughing and then start laughing again? I don't know.
He's like, look, I took out the trash. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. That is the fucking greatest, fucking quickest analogy I've ever heard.
I mean, Joe said it looked like a bear. He just ooped it to me.
Bobby was ready to shit on me for the bear thing.
I got you back. Joe threw it up. Joe was like, huh? It was like, dunk.
Bobby was about to dunk on me, and then you fucking stripped it out of his hands.
Because it looked, when you hold the trash, if I'd done that to my wife, I'm like, I'm taking the trash.
That's how I carry the trash out. Get it above your shoulders.
Oh, you motherfucker. Goddamn funniest cocksuckers alive, you three people. You
Calta, two, are you really, going?
Not Gabby, but Gabby, you're funny too.
Gabby, you're great. You got some nice puss jiggle.
Calta,
are you going into the studio? Are you allowed in the studio?
Yeah, every day.
Is it you and the crew, or is it just you?
It's me. It's the whole on-air staff, but the rest of the sales department and all that. It's so bad that they shut their keys off. They can't even get in the building. But
being able to get in the building has got to be a nice slice of normal.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I get to leave every day for a little while. And my wife and kids haven't left the house in 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. I mean, occasionally I'll run my son to grab some lunch at like a drive through or something like that, just so he gets out of the house. But it's been shitty for them. But I love it. I love staying home. I'm living my normal life and just feel less guilty about it. Like I go swimming and the kids in the pool every day. We play PlayStation. We fuck around. And
you have like, but can I just say something? You live in a vacation home. Like you could staycation in your house. I mean, your house is massive. There's so many places you can disappear to and not see anybody or hear anybody. And you have a built-in pool that's fenced in with a jacuzzi. And I mean, you have this amazing home. It's like a vacation home.
Yeah. If I was in my old apartment in New York, I'd be miserable. I'd get it.
Yeah.
But it's been, but then I get to go in every day. So that breaks it up and it hasn't been bad. But I can be honest, I'm starting to get a little nervous now. Like now I want to stay home and do the show from home.
Yeah.
Why?
It just seems like it's getting weird again. And the president said the next 2 weeks are going to be quote painful.
Yeah.
And I just feel I went shopping three different stores today just to make sure everybody had everything they need. I shopped for my in-laws, my mother. What's that?
Why painful?
Because I think a lot of people are going to die.
A ton of people are going to die.
Yeah.
Like it's going to get real bad. And then, I mean, the fact that they have the Javits Center is now a hospital. The U.S.
But I heard there's a couple of celebrities still doing some autograph signings at the Javits Center when they have it as a hospital. All right. You know what? Let me see that bomb bag.
Bomb bag.
I didn't even get it. What?
Yeah, it's bad.
Car shows. You know how there's always celebrities at car shows? You know what?
He stepped on my whole thing. I wasn't even done. He just stepped on
it. It was a bummer. It was a bummer. Yeah, let's just talking it. About how we're.
Show him. Yes. Guy, I need
Joe.
I can't.
This is why
you're a fine you're a goddamn true G, Joe.
You can't do it.
Soldier. Why would you use this opportunity to shave those while you're home?
Hey, are we on YouTube, live on YouTube, right, Michael?
We're on Patreon, not on YouTube.
We're supposed to be on YouTube. It's YKWD.
Right, but it's only for Patreon members.
All right, whatever. You're the boss.
So there you go. That's paid content. That hot balls goes over the fucking airwaves.
I want everyone to see it.
Hey, listen. But on a serious note, in Queens, where you guys are, that's the fucking epicenter right now. It's going to get real bad in Queens. It's going to get, people are going to start dropping. It's going to get fucking bad, and people are going to get sick. So it's not like you're going to die, but you might get this thing and just be sick as a fucking dog for the next, 5 days. It's bad. You know, so in April, this next 3 weeks are going to be tough in New York City. It's going to peak and a lot of people are going to drop and this town is going to become they're putting people in trucks now, you know? So
I was making fun of you yesterday for wearing the mask at Home Depot. And now I think even though I'm not sure it's working, I think I'm going to wear a mask.
Oh, you should wear a mask. If you go outside, that's why I saw fucking Gabby walking around getting coffee today with no mask on. Are you out of your mind?
I don't have a mask.
Well, get one. Your father's a gazillionaire.
Where do you get them, though, Bobby? Help people out. Where do you get masks? I don't have one.
Amazon has them.
You get them at youknowwhatdude.com/merch.
Yeah.
Sign up for the Patreon. You get a free fucking mask for you and two of your family members.
I have a mask that says dude on it. You can buy for $75 a mask.
Just do that markup, Bobby.
We have Tuesdays with hand sanitizer. They're $20.
We're doing full bonfire biohazard suits. So if you get a serious subscription, you get a biohazard suit sent to you.
Dan, you're going to watch WrestleMania?
Yeah, dude, both days. I'm going to be home for it.
Shitty. Finally, it was coming here and we got fucked.
You guys got fucked. I mean, you guys got fucked out of so much money with the way that it went down. Because WrestleMania, it's not, listen, obviously it's not as big as the Super Bowl, but it brings a shit ton of money to whatever city it's at.
Dude, it would have been pretty big here. The Super Bowl has been here a couple of times since I've lived here, and it would have had that crowd. I mean, that's 100,000 people that'll come to town.
And you also get people that are going to the NXT pay-per-view on Saturday, WrestleMania on Sunday, and then they do fucking Raw and
Hall of Fame. And Hall of Fame.
Yeah, dude, that's so many people out in your city buying money.
And the thing is that I think all those wrestlers that live here in Tampa, so it would have been huge.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how they pull it off, you know, in the performance center with nobody there.
It's going to suck.
It's going to be terrible. Was I talking to you about this, Mike? All these fucking games, baseball, hockey, WrestleMania, everything was meant for live to go to it. Not to hockey. Watch it.
I think hockey they can put on the ice right now. I think hockey would be fine with no crowd.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, because the hockey, when you're on the ice, you're not paying attention to the crowd like you are for football and baseball. I mean, you're in a bowl. You know what I mean? I think you'd be fine.
The whole thing was to see live. All these games were made to see live. Back when they invented these fucking games, people really weren't watching them on TV.
Right.
Now it's a big thing because, you know, TV's crazy and cable and internet and the 100 feet wide. But all sports was meant to see live for that town.
There's no bullshit. I put ESPN on the other day and they were showing a competition of guys skipping stones off a boat in the water.
Yeah, they're doing the Ocho.
They are.
The fucking random. What's crazy is AEW did wrestling without an audience really creative and fun, where they had like the wrestlers down by the ring, like the bad guys talking shit to everyone. It was fun. And then they were like, you guys can't even have people ringside.
That's crazy. So
that's the way of them being like, well, now you guys can't even make it fun. Now,
and here's the thing with all these sports. If you play them with nobody there, you're going to hear them using the N-word, calling each other motherfucker. I mean, you can't. There's no way you can do basketball without an audience.
And just squeak a bunch of squeaking and swishes.
Yeah, yeah, squeaking and motherfuckers. You can't.
Oh,
do
shit.
It.
Oh, shit, man. Missed that. Pong. You see the rim.
I'd pay extra for N-word basketball.
Oh, dude. If you get the fully explicit.
Garnett got the N-word in a few times on ABC Family. Like,
did he really?
A bunch of times because they had it was all mic'd up and shit. I'm sure they could find it somewhere. Garnett has one of the great post-game things I watch all the time when they're talking to him. They're like, how'd you like the crowd tonight? And he goes, the jungle was fucking rocking tonight. Love it. but you could hear him say the N-word a few times. Like, he would say it a lot.
But then you can never forget his Howard Dean moment after you guys won the finals. And he goes, anything is possible.
Horrible. How funny. Isn't it fun to take moments to think about Howard Dean's whole candidacy was ruined because he was like, woo!
Dude, Joe, I've been obsessed with it for like 4 months. I watched the Howard Dean speech where he's like, we're going to go to New Hampshire and we're going to go to Colorado and we're going to, yeah! And then he just goes right back to being normal, and it fucked his whole campaign.
That was enough to ruin a campaign. And Trump's like, I grab him by the pussy. Who gives a fuck? You can just kiss him on the lips. Nothing. No problem. Howard Dean was like, whoopee. Like,
everyone was like, oh, what a gay ass scream. And he's like, no, I didn't mean it like that. They're like, we don't want you to be president. He's like,
it's so funny. He's like, yeah, I boarded my, I fucked a hooker and gave her an abortion. They're like, oh, whatever. Come on in. Howard Dean must be like, are you shitting me?
What did Dukakis do? Didn't Dukakis do something?
He wrote a tank, didn't he? Yeah, he wore a tank.
Pardon the murder. He was on a tank with a big helmet. He looked like a penis. He looked like a goofball.
Dude, that is like running for president's the ultimate. You're trying to fuck a girl and you got to act cool in the right way the whole time you blow it. And then like Dukakis is like, yeah, let me get in that tank. That looks badass. Yeah. And then everyone's like, you really have butts?
It's really is like you trying to fuck chick out of your league.
Yeah.
And you're just really just trying to maintain all coolness.
Dude, Trump negged his way into it. He was like, you're stupid, you're fat. I wouldn't even want to fuck you. If I did fuck you, it'd be great. And they're like,
it would be like Lenny Bruce coming to watch us do a live podcast.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I went to jail because I said bitch at the fucking basement of some San Francisco nightclub, and we're like, these fucking faggots are crazy.
yeah he got hauled out of the bitter end for saying like ass, and then we're over here like, I'll suck a shit through a piss hole, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, this young broad has a fucking flabbily fucking vagina when she does jumping jacks.
Yeah, and he's like, well, hey man, I don't know if that's yeah, dude, it's yeah, Howard Dean, the Howard Dean paradox.
Hey, Gabby, how's your father doing?
He's good. He's on that malaria drug, and he's like, fine.
Wait, does he have the COVID?
He had it, and he had it bad.
He had it.
Oh, geez.
He had it bad, and he was sick as a fucking dog. Is he better?
He's getting better. My mom also has it, no symptoms.
Wow. That's the scary shit. That's why this thing's. Yeah. That's why this scares the shit out of me. Because you, somebody in the same house, nothing, and the other person just drops dead, and then it will take the whole family out.
Yeah, it hits men twice as hard.
Right? What does that mean?
Cool, Gabby. Yeah, keep flipping us off for when we all die, and then you got to deal with the roaming pack of cannibals. Good luck, sweetheart. Let's see you charm your way out of that without men behind you.
Whoa!
I love all this feminism. Vagina. I love when this feminism fucking crashes when people start eating each other, and they're like, as a woman, I should have equal opportunity to let you guys know I'm very uncomfortable with this situation. And it's like, yeah, they're going to fucking eat you. Shut up and run. Just shut up and run.
The moment the zombies come, I'm like, I don't want rights. I don't even want to vote. Can someone help?
I think it's pretty fucked up. You're only eating white people when there's black people and people of color around to also cannibalize. I just feel like it's pretty trivial.
Trivial.
You're going to know we're back to normal when fucking those dipshits show back up.
Oh, they suck. Oh, the fucking woke assholes are going to be right back.
I miss them because it means everything was okay.
Yeah, all their blogs mean nothing right now.
Dude, imagine trying to fucking argue about diversity in the Disney company right now. Everyone's like, shut the fuck up.
They're like, what's your hiring practices?
I'm sure it's happening.
Oh, I mean, there's got to be at least one SJW that's just fired up in her cage right now with her fucking bird droppings all over the place.
Bird droppings because she has a dumb bird. I get it.
I should probably do that off camera. It's Patreon. We're showing nuts. We're doing drugs. Who cares?
You can smoke. Who cares, man?
Who cares,
dude? I forgot to shave one little line right under my nose. It's like a little mini Hitler mustache right here.
Whoa.
List, are you doing a quarantine beard?
No, this is just my regular whatever.
Bobby, you should do a big beard.
I am one.
I know. Listen, honey. I was on the road with you for a while. I get it. They don't call me old Bottoms Dan for nothing.
I never tried to.
No, but you should grow a big gray beard, dude. You look cool as fuck.
If I grow a gray beard, I'm done. I'm going to look like an asshole.
No, you won't.
I am. I'm going to look like a
massive garden gnome.
No, because there's certain comics that grow the beard and they grow the hair out and they look fucking 72.
Yeah, but if you grew a beard, you'd look wise and powerful.
I would not. I'd look like a fucking old comic.
Yeah,
I'd
an apocalypse like, beard.
I should just move to Jersey and do boats.
Dude, be Bobby the Gray. And then you
yeah, we come for you for wisdom. We've come to you for wisdom.
You come Sage to me for wisdom now.
You know.
I mean, yeah, but I would believe it more if you had a beard.
All right, listen, believe in this right now. I got to do a sponsored ad. Do you guys mind?
Son of a bitch.
What's it for?
Oh, this is, I love this company. They just, and Joe, you're going to, Joe, where'd Dan go? Dan.
So you're the one.
I'm right here, dude. But, well, you know, I'll be back after the commercial. Or
there, buddy.
Guys, I got you. Don't show anything, okay?
Just you.
Okay, here you go. No, because this is good. This company, Joe List, is going to like too. Look, you forget about having the perfect beach body, okay? The truth is that carrying around too much weight, it increases your risk of high blood pressure, heart attack, sleep apnea, joint pain, increases resistance to insulin, which can lead to diabetes. Good news is that lowering your weight by 5 or 10% can decrease your health risks automatically. Founded 10 years ago, Withings produced the first commercially available smart scale, and they are still considered the best. Withings now has an ecosystem of award-winning Kinect devices beyond the scale, like a hybrid smartwatch, which I have, the blood pressure monitor, known for their accuracy and ease of use. Step on a Withings smart scale, and the data from every weigh-in goes directly to its highly rated Health Mate app, available on iOS and Android. Okay, I have this scale. I'm plugging it in tomorrow because now I'm at the phase of this work. I worked out today with Max. We set up the gym in the shed with the weights and the treadmill. So I have the scale ready to go, the app ready to go. If you want to take control of your weight, just add muscle, lose weight. Withings Smart Scale, this thing can help you out. On the scale, at every weigh-in, you get weight, full body composition, weight trends, and even local weather reports. In fact, Tom's Guide recently named Withings as having the best overall smart scale of 2020. Okay, get 20% off a body plus or body cardio, body composition, Wi-Fi smart scale at withings.com. Okay, that's withings.com with this coupon code Kelly25. Withings.com, Kelly25. Coupon is good until May 30th, 2020. So get it now. A lot of you chubby bastards are losing weight with me. You've been doing this whole 30 with me for the last, 14 weeks. This scale is going to help you, okay? You get 20% off right now. My listeners only, all right, has made the Kelly25 coupon also works for any Steel Heart Rate smartwatch. You can get a smartwatch, you can get the scale. So go to withings.com right now. There you go.
Boom.
How was that?
Fucking beautiful. God damn, that was beautiful.
Thanks, man.
Loved it. Serena Williams uses that scale.
She does. She does. She told me she loves it. We were quarantining together and she was just like, it's beautiful.
I don't have, I'm hooking it up tonight. Actually, I have the watch, which I love. And, I'm hooking up the app. I got the app ready to go because it will help me out getting on the scale, letting you know what you did where, you know, for the day. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to use it. Mike, I'm not getting any of your emails, by the way. So there you go. I built a, this is why you want to live with me. If the shit goes down, Mike, we have to form like you want me down with you, Calta.
Because we have different skills. You're the guy who can build shit. I'm the guy who can shoot shit.
Well, I can shoot shit too.
Do you guys need anybody that's good at seasoning meats?
Is that
what about mandolin?
Ooh, Joe and I provide a service you're gonna be hard to find in the post-apocalypse.
Yes, yeah, seasoned meats meat and seasoner. With song.
Play the mandolin?
Yeah.
I could play Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Pretty great. That's pretty much it, but it's a good Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
It's awesome. If the Renaissance Fair comes to town.
That'd be pretty badass, dude. Get people jacked for a baseball game.
Hell yeah.
Morale. We're going to be living a Renaissance Fair here in fucking 3 years if this shit keeps up.
I'm telling you, dude, it's going to get really fucking bad in April in New York City.
Bad. I think here's the thing. It's going to be bad for a long, long time. The days of us going, all right, I'm going to be in Vegas next weekend, St. Louis the weekend after that, and Cleveland after that. Yeah. That's going to be a long way off. A couple of years, I'm saying.
No, you're saying a couple of years? I don't know about a couple of years,
A couple of years. Stop that.
I would say 6 to 7 months.
But they're saying in the fall, it's going to come back hard. In the fall. Who's which is when said, everything's getting moved.
That? The thing, though.
Dr. Fauci.
Yep.
He said what?
It's going to come back in the fall. We'll be able to get it down, quell it in the summer. The virus doesn't give a fuck about, you know, the moon tower.
It should. It really should. It's a fun festival. It's been a consistently fun festival for seven years.
We could slow it down, but it'll come back in the fall. And they said the winter months, it'll be worse because it'll spike in South America. And as long as somebody has it, it continues to kick around. The vaccine, they said, is 18 months away.
Shut the borders. Let's not go anywhere.
It's already here.
Yeah, but shut it the fuck down forever. No one in or out.
But Joe, what about if you get it? What if you get it? You can't be sick after that, right?
I think for a while, they don't know. They're still learning about all this stuff for a while, but there's a shitload of people. But here's the thing. You also got to think, how quickly are people going to want to go, yeah, let's go get in the basement, pile on top of each other, and laugh where we shoot spittle and air out.
Also, I spit when I talk, so me being on stage, I'm like, that is a liability for a lot of people in the front row. Yo,
Dan Natomiast
like a Gallagher show.
Dan Natomiast will take out a small country.
Yeah. That's going to be the new hits from fucking international governments. Is they're like, get him tickets to a comedy show. The man in the front row is in his mouth.
Plus, Dan, like, I don't want to be a big bummer head here, but
no, it's cool.
Dr. Brix, the doctor of the woman with the scarves there, she's like, if we do everything great, we can keep it to 100,000 to 200,000 people.
Dying.
Dying.
You get 200,000 people that die. Are people going to be running out to comedy clubs after that? They're going to be fucking bummed out, and they're going to be wiped out financially.
Yeah, but you know
how's your new stuff? That's the question. I think that's
But you know who's going to be doing this? Who's going to be going out? The young people are going to fucking. I believe once they open the gates, the young people are going to go to the clubs. They're going to go to the bars. They're going to go to the restaurants. Look at Gabby. That they're going to be out as soon as they can because they don't give a fuck about getting the flu. They don't care about getting herpes, AIDS, and nothing. They're just going to go out and have fun. It doesn't matter. So what? You're sick for 5 days. They're not going to give a fuck. So I think the comedy clubs are going to be different as far as crowds because it's going to be young people. There's not going to be any more diverse crowds, but, you know, especially parents with kids and jobs, they're going to be like, fuck you. I'm not going to get sick.
What if you already had it and then you came through it and now you're like, well, it's fucking party.
Look, I guarantee
my kids got it. My wife's got it. All my neighbors got it. We're in a fucking cesspool of corona and we're all okay.
I think we all got it. I think I had it. I'm pretty sure I had it.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty sure I had it.
You just like,
no.
This isn't seeing a person. You're not like, I think I saw him. I think I saw him last week.
Dan,
no, Dan, I agree. I think my son had it.
Yeah?
Yeah, but in the very beginning, he had fever and he had all the symptoms. He couldn't breathe. And my buddy's a doctor. My buddy was like, just keep him home. Nobody wants him in the hospital. And then he just beat it in a couple of weeks.
I think a lot of people have it. I think what's going to happen is that all these old people are going to get very sick in the next couple weeks here, and they're going to overload the hospitals, and that's the thing that they don't want to do. And once that happens, fucking the president is going to open up the doors and be like, look, we're opening this country back up. We have to fucking make money. He needs this country to make money, or he's not going to be elected again.
But then that's how we're all going to fucking die, right? Is if everybody goes out and starts going back to their normal way of life.
So what do we do? Sit for a year and not do anything until somebody comes up with a fucking antibody? And then we become, do you know what's going to happen to this fucking country? You know what's going to happen in New York City in 6 months if people have no money and no job? This is going to be like the fucking 1900s. People are going to be killing people.
Yeah, you know, I'm heading up to your house, so get ready. I'll sleep in the room with the drums. I don't give a fuck.
I'm telling you, man. Mike, look, I'm learning all kinds of skills. Bring up my bookshelf, Mike. Look at this. I'm making shit, man. I'm learning how to, I'm getting a gun.
Just try to say that you're going to be useful for the apocalypse and you're trying to show us that you made a bookshelf?
buddy.
What I'm telling you is that you should just go to workout.
What?
Look at this book. Look at, I made that. Look at that.
That's gonna be big when it goes down, man.
Man, when we have to chop that thing up for burning wood, that'll be pretty fun.
We can put all our canned vegetables on there.
Look at that. Yeah. We're gonna put all our vegetables on there.
We all have the most useless tool for the apocalypse. We're just funny and fun to be around.
I am fucking ready. Look at that, Kalta.
I have none of those skills. I'm very jealous of that.
Well, Max,
get out of there, Mike.
Militia needs morale.
What?
Every militia needs morale.
Gabby,
and comedians are morale.
Gabby.
Comedians are
You're going to die so fast.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
No, I'm physically strong.
You can talk your way out of it.
Morale.
I can't.
Yeah, at least she'll lose weight.
In between
her. Back.
Can you please bring up her fucking doing jumping jacks on her roof, please?
It's done. It's a story.
Can you bring out?
Jiggle.
It's a little jiggle. Here's the deal. They're gonna take Brooklyn back. Oh, I can't wait till they take Brooklyn back.
Who's they?
Who is they?
Yeah, but, why don't you go into that one, Bobby? I can't wait holy Thanksgiving conversation.
I'm talking, don't make it into racist. I don't mean black people.
Yes, I don't know. I'm just saying the vertical jump in Brooklyn's about
now. I'm talking about Colin Quinn's. I'm talking about there's a lot
Colin Quinn's gonna take Brooklyn back.
Yeah, family. Have you ever met his?
He has more jiggle than I do.
Bubba, have you ever met his family? They're original Brooklyn people. They're trash, okay? And they're gangsters, and they'll kill people. Okay?
I wonder.
Don't videotape this, you hoe.
I was wondering how many.
What?
I was wondering,
my job.
I was wondering how many people are going to, with that mean. You know what I'm saying, Bobby? Like how you're saying.
She was trying to take me out?
No,
this woke bitch was trying to.
Your Instagram.
That will take me out faster than yours. I have people on mine.
Bobby, there's nothing to cancel. Everything's been canceled. You can't be canceled.
So, let me ask you a question. Have you or Dan done any preparations for like the next couple of months?
What do you mean?
Like I have a freezer. I have a refrigerator in my garage, and then I have a cubic refrigerator. I mean, a freezer where I've got just filled to the gills.
I have the same thing. I got a freezer, a 7-foot cubic freezer. I filled it to the gills with all kinds of meats and vegetables. I have a whole shelf in my office now that you can see. It's a little, if you can see it, see all the food I have over there.
Yeah.
I have all that food over there.
But that was there before.
Yeah, that was your thinking food.
Fuck off. I got a gun. He's got guns. I mean, I'm ready to go.
I have 6 months of MMA training.
That's pretty badass. You know what, Joe?
Once a week.
Yeah, you're a weapon at home. I got a sniper bag filled with water purifiers, a bunch of emergency blankets, a knife and a hatchet, and hiking boots.
You're dead in a week.
You're dead in a week. Guess what? Guess you're smoking cigarettes that whole week. This fucking guy. I'm going to smoke cigarettes. I'm going to drink again. Who gives a shit?
Gabby, you're dead. You're just dead.
You're lucky if you can clean your fingernails with that.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby,
no, dude, you're going to be a gas king's wife.
I'll take that.
Like Mad Max, you're going to be one of the fucking women that the old dude with the weird fucking oxygen tank bangs.
Yeah. I'm going
to
shave my head.
Joe and I are going to be the comedians on the front of the Fire Ones telling bits as we bounce around, you know, as they go to war. And we're like, oh, I'm just hooked into a microphone. What's up with dating, huh? You guys remember apps? That was crazy.
What were you going to say, Joe?
How's Max? What do you say? Is he scared? Is he nervous? What do you say? How do you handle that?
He loves it. School is we woke. Here's the thing. I'm sure we should probably wake up earlier, but we woke up at 10 today. So we woke up.
I had already done my job by then.
We woke up at 10.
Cult is like the army.
And then he goes to school in the office. He does a bunch of things, and then he's done. And then I'm trying to do stuff with him. Like, we built that bookshelf together, trying to teach him about tools, trying to teach him about that stuff. Then we worked out together. So we're trying to do other stuff, but he loves it. I mean, this is the best. The only thing I think he misses, you know, the kids, the other kids, you know, because it's just us. No,
that's how I feel.
they launched this thing on Facebook where you can have your kids chat with other kids from their school. It's like a FaceTime, but the parents have to all agree on it. And it just sounds like a bunch of squirrels in my house all the time. Just little kids squeaking. It's annoying as fuck.
Oh, dude, I got it. That's got to be some terrible background noise.
It's constantly going on. Ringing and squeaking is all you hear in my house.
Oh, God. And they're like, and then it just blurs out because there's three people talking at once.
It's here's the thing, is that a month I can do this, but two more months of this, I don't know, in 3 months.
Yeah, I think that's the best case scenario, is that we're doing this till June.
Yeah, but it's okay for young people, but families with kids, man, kids have to see other kids.
Yo, kids, man, have to I'm be- a kid. I'm just a young, cool 36-year-old dude, you know? I got to get out there and touch balls. Joe, pull them out.
Don't pull them out. Joe.
Joe.
Ugh. Joe, you know, you understand. Look at Gabby looking down like she, if she does this.
She's doing the Brady Bunch,
I'm
but perverted.
Pants. I got PJ pants on.
Well, stop
showing look at that bulge. Damn, dog.
You look like
a gut.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, it's laying on its back like a good puppy.
What, you got a fucking prosciutto down there? I got
look at old thick stack list.
What is that? Dude, don't do that.
That was great. Joe List just had the best joke on any podcast I've been on so far.
So if this, but here's the thing. If this goes on,
Bobby, hook, line, and sinker.
If this goes on for a long time, we're going to get crazy in here. I mean, we're going to start doing some.
Oh, dude, get ready for Dan Soder's shit art. I'm going to be putting that up. That's going to be on Etsy.
We have to figure out a new way to make a living. I mean, dude, it's going to be all Patreon podcast shit.
That's what it's going to be. I think it's
going to be. But how are we going to split these fans up?
What?
Dude, I think you got to be more concerned with how fans are going to fucking pay for this shit.
Well,
I know.
Oh, boy. I know, man. It's.
Well, a lot of people aren't losing their job. I think 20% of Americans lost their job, which is insane. Crazy. But that means, you know, 80% of people still have the $4 for Patreon or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I think, but I also think Patreon fans too, it is a cup of coffee. It's not that much money. And they're going to need this type of stuff to get through this. So even if they're getting, a check for the government or blah, 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 you're going to want to be a part of stuff.
Elton John just did a show from his living room for free. You think they're coming to look for this?
I think so, Mike. I mean, thanks, Mike, for doing that, you cocksucker with a job. Okay?
No, but
I don't know how much
as another guy with a job. Hold on, I'm giving you a pound on an angle.
Yeah, you both have funny, fucking jobs.
It is funny though, watching like the crazy wealthy people just be like, "How about a free show?" And you're like, "Hey, shut the fuck up! You had a time to eat. Go away, fucker."
It really makes me, it's really hilarious that these wealthy, rich, famous people, when they got to come on and they always have to give a speech, hey, I just want to say, I know out there where, you know, we can all pull together. We're going to make it. No, you're going to make it because you have money for fucking days.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worried about a fucking thing right now.
That Imagine video was so fucking corny, and it just shows you the absolute disconnect that they're like, you know what people who are really worried about rent want to hear? Us butcher a John Lennon classic.
Yeah.
They started laying radio people off.
Yeah.
I saw iHeart furloughed some people, and then some guy in Tampa got blown out from Beasley today, and it's happening.
Yeah,
but you're number one. You're not going anywhere, and people need.
But I'm also. If you cut my salary, you can keep 30 people employed.
Well, don't say that aloud.
I have a contract. I'm not worried about it.
Don't show them the economics.
Don't show them. Don't show them the
work. Yes, I'm not going to lie, man. I got a real trade and dump contract. Get into another city and fucking get rid of that money off your books. You're doing pretty all right.
Yeah. Hey,
it's like, now the voice of Toledo, the mic. Like, what? What the fuck? What did you want out of New Tampa to Toledo?
The voice of Toledo. You've been to Toledo? What a fucking dump.
I always reference it because I haven't, and I've just heard it nothing but terrible things.
Last time I was in Toledo, I was there right after a tornado. I was playing the Toledo Funny Bone, and this is how long it was. Kevin Hart was headlining the week before.
Oh, wow.
And they had a tornado, and they made Kevin go in the basement of the hotel, and his crew didn't want to go. And they were like, they had to call the cops and everything. They're like, fuck that. And,
yo, that's gangster when you're fucking bigger than a tornado.
Yeah. Hey, I got to read some of these names. Like,
nah, man.
These are all names that are new people. I'm going to read only half of them because there have been so many people that joined the Patreon. And I want to make sure I get all you guys. Jeff Hippopuff
on the list.
Yeah. Tyler Billinger, Jay Caballero, Jennifer Cock, Stephanie, Molly Nager.
Who? All right. You can still get canceled for that one.
Listen, it's
Whoa.
It's her name, Molly Nager.
What's up, Molly Nager?
Thomas, Edward Butler, Daniel J. Dowdy, Eric J. Bratt, TB, Hage Miller, Sarah Hage Miller, AB, Ryan McLaughlin, Jason Clark, Jeff, Sammy Solario, Rick Sepulveda, Mark Hassan, Bernice Mendez, Tina Gray, Jeffrey Radcliffe, Austin Walker, John, Kevin Mash, Noam Dwarman.
Hey!
Mandolin.
Back. Old Norm kicking back. I called him Norm. Gnome.
Garrett Forsyth, Eric, Dean Kennedy, Jippy, Mr. Kim Reynolds, Cameron Myers, Wendy Pearson, Chris Bailing, Antonio Carnella, Brian Riley, Sarah Talamash, Thomas.
Can't afford it.
Thomas Teprovich, Chris Rose, Sean, Ian, Flick My Bean, Lick My Bum Clean, Yamin O'Brien.
Whoa.
Okay, and we're going to read the rest next week because there's too many more. So next week we'll read the rest of you and the new people that are coming on. God damn it, guys. I mean, we're not going to see each other. This is when this thing really hit me. Noam said that even if the seller goes back, he's not going to let Esty go back. He won't let Esty go back to work. So that means I won't see Esty for over a year.
Wait, so he won't let her? What do you mean he won't let her go to work?
He doesn't, until they get a vaccine, he can't let her go in and be some, because she might get it. And if she gets it, she gets sick, she could die. And he's got to just say, work from the house.
That's crazy.
She's coming on their show tonight to talk about that, apparently.
What's that?
She's coming on their show tonight to talk about that, apparently.
Yeah. It's crazy to me. I mean, I'm not going to see people. I mean, we might not see each other for 6 months, guys.
Yeah. That part's nice, but yeah. No, I thought about it. I'm like, what if I might have seen my fucking parents the last time, for God's sake.
Yeah, I've thought about that. I mean, my grandma's 93, and if anything happens to her, if she gets sick at all, it's like, I can't do shit. I'm going to have to ask someone. I'm going to have to ask like a old whisperer to go talk to him.
Where is she?
She's north of San Francisco in a small town by a lake. So that's the only saving grace of that fucking shithole. Is that
San Francisco, the whole Northern California is fucking ravaged by this.
Yeah, and that's where my grandma lives. And so that's what I'm worried about it. But there's nothing I can do about it. It's like...
Are you sending her stuff? Are you making sure she gets everything?
Yeah, I sent her a box of rubber gloves and told her to fucking keep her head on a swivel.
She sends you like a Howie Mandel video?
Yeah.
She's blowing it up on her head.
She's just doing 80s bits with fucking medical gloves. No, I offered to pay for the home delivery from Safeway, but dude, this Greatest Generation, man, they don't give a fuck. They feel like they took out
the old people on the street.
Yeah, they'll just like, well, that's just, you know, that's what happens. And you're like, yo, this is, Jesus.
They've been through the fucking depression. They don't care.
We're like, but how am I supposed to have a Hulu and a Netflix? And they're like, oh, well, you know, some people die and some people live. And that's what we learned when we were children.
Like, oh, I'm going to go eat a tomato.
Oh, you know, now keep that black man away from me. But sometimes people die. Yeah, it's this whole fucking generation.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. It's weird. I mean, I'm not going to see so many people for so long.
Yeah, there's a couple of people I'm glad I ain't going to see, though. Let's be honest. There's a lot of people I'm cutting out of my life.
But here's the thing,
that have made me walk around fancy free for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, but we're going to have to fucking see them on the internet. That bugs me, too.
No, you're not. You don't have to follow them. You don't have to fucking.
If they follow you, you got to follow them, Dan.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Is that why you don't follow me?
I followed you since day one, Robert.
Joe List doesn't follow me still.
Oh,
yeah, I do.
Spill the tea, girl.
Girl,
how are you?
Yeah, Joe
looks
List
like Joe
last
List
night.
Is being disrespectful. He showed you his balls tonight, Mike.
Joe, I don't like Joe's smarmy, judgmental angle that he has the whole time tonight. Smarmy.
Well, I love I don't it.
I feel like I'm blowing him.
So hold it up to your face.
I love it. I feel like I'm giving him a nice, sweet beige.
You know, Joe went last night and he never likes anything that I do on Instagram, and I always like his stuff, and he says I like your stuff all the time. And I went right after the show last night, he liked everything in one fall swoop last night.
Yeah, he's done that with me. I appreciate it. He swoops in and makes you feel wonderful about yourself for a couple minutes.
I still periodically comment on the Max New Year's Eve video.
That's our favorite video.
That's my favorite thing. There's about 40 comments for me through the years.
Me too.
Popcorn.
Popcorn.
It's the best thing on the internet.
What is it? What was it again?
It's Max. I know it like by heart. He was saying Happy New Year, and then Max says Happy Poopy, and then you say no, not Happy Poopy. Did you toot? And then he says no, and then he goes, yeah, I did. He says no, smells, and then goes, yeah, I did. It's fucking magical.
It's the best.
It's one of my saved things. I'll go comment it on it after this. Happy New Year.
What year is it from? I'm gonna look it up, Joe. What year?
It's probably 2 years ago, I think. Maybe three years ago.
Yeah, I think it's 2 or 3 years ago. I remember that, yeah.
It's probably New Year's Eve 2017 or 2018. Maybe.
2018 or 19.
Wow. This is
well, not
this
19.
Is...
That was 3 months ago.
I miss you guys, and it's going to suck that I hope this thing is over soon. Cause I like when it gets over, we should all meet
and spit each other's mouth.
No, we should all meet at the park or have a big party and hang out.
You know what's funny about that is the last time I did You Know What Dude with Joe, you shit all over his park parties, and now you're wishing for them.
I'm not saying one of my parties, not one of his fucking balloon parties.
One of Joe's fucking park parties.
Not one of his balloon park fucking hipster parties where people bring a Triscuit and a fucking smile.
Yeah, get itchy legs and don't eat food.
Hey, I made this cheese out of other cheese that was in my thing. Do you guys want to share? What?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do one of your wet logs infested with spider parties.
First of all, Gabby, don't even laugh at that because you don't even know what it means.
I know what it means. I sat on one of those fucking logs.
First of all,
I remember Keith Robinson pre-stroke being like, "Man, fuck this." Spiders crawling up his fucking.
I had a tree cut down, Calta, in my backyard, and instead of taking the logs away, I said, "Oh, they'll put them around the fire pit." And those would be, I'll make seats and I'm going to shellac them. I just never got around to shellacking them. So a year later, we were having my party, and I guess spiders and stuff kind of went inside them. And
I'm talking about, we're sitting there eating steak tips, and then all of a sudden it's like, I got 40 ants on my right calf. And then everyone's like, oh my God. It's fucking
what about
out of the tree stump?
What about the year that it... What about the year that it rained? I had 60 people at my house, dude. And I went out. I went out that morning and said it was going to rain. I bought all these little pop-up things at Acme Food Store, and I put them all together, and I duct taped them all together. And everybody, it was a beautiful day. And then it turned in 5 seconds, it starts raining. 60 people under all these little canopies. And it's going fine. I'm out in the rain cooking. I'm soaking wet. I'm cooking steak tip sausages and fucking hamburgers for 60 people. And then you just hear, it just rips. They start ripping and the water coming through. Everybody goes inside my fucking 3-bedroom ranch. I got 60 people inside. That was fucked up.
I'm not going to lie. One of the things I was bummed out about thinking about when they were like, yeah, this might go into mid-May. I was like, oh man, there's always Max's birthday party is always fun. You know, yeah, like everyone gets together.
June 2nd. It's still going down.
Wait, June 2nd? I wasn't notified.
Well, you don't get notified yet. You usually get notified in May.
Well, let me put it in the old calendar. Because you know,
now there will be no party.
June 1st. Wait, Shut June up, 2nd man. Is a Tuesday, right?
No, it's going to be, it's probably going to be the 30th. The 31st. Sorry, the 31st.
2021.
May 31st or June 7th.
And then Tempe Improv. You can catch me, hopefully, at the Tempe Improv, the 4th through the 6th. Please, for the love of God, let me be at the Tempe Improv.
Dude, I was supposed to be at the other one at the Improv.
Where?
They had me at the Tempe, then had to cancel me, and then rescheduled me for the other one. What's the other one they have? And not a, in Arizona?
Stand Up Live?
No, the other one.
House of Comedy?
No, the other one.
I'm out.
In Arizona, there's another one.
The Laughing Cactus?
No.
I don't know. The Javelina Chuckles?
It's the other one.
Stand Up Live?
No.
Stand Up Live. Stand Up Live, Tempe Improv, House of Comedy, and...
What's the other one?
Phoenix...
It's Rising. Phoenix something. It's the other one.
I mean, if you say the other one one more time, I'm gonna fucking karate kick my goddamn computer.
Oh, Stand Up Scottsdale.
Hey!
Oh, no.
That's the only other one. That's the only other one. That's the only other one.
What?
The Scottsdale Scott Comedy Spot?
No, CB Live, Phoenix, Arizona.
What?
CB Live.
One thing I'm sure of. There's not going to be 6 Phoenix comedy clubs that survive this. At least 4 of those are going down.
I'm putting my money in Tempe Improv. I'm hoping they fucking pull through this.
CB
Live. No way they're going 6 for 6.
Dude, it's going to be really funny because, like, I think comedians, especially with podcasts, before this happened, we had a lot of power with our negotiations with fucking comedy clubs.
I know.
And now comedy clubs are like, you're going to work for this much. And we're like, yeah, that's very fair.
Oh yeah, I thought that road money is going to be a joke. It's going to be like $800 for the weekend.
It's going to be like 88 now, pay. It's going to be 80s pay where they're like, "You want a meal and how about $55.50?" And
you're
like,
I'm opening a comic club.
Do it, dude.
I'll be the
do
best.
I'll be your house MC. I will go. Give me an AK-47 and a stream of fucking cooked meats.
Dude, I was trying to buy side splitters last year. I'm so glad that didn't happen.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
Seriously though.
I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of businesses that you're like, hey, man, I just hope to see you guys on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Is that Chicago businesses?
He goes, I don't know. Portillo's, maybe. They may.
All right, listen, we're going to wrap this up. Mike's going to go do another podcast. Joe, I love you so much.
I love you, buddy. I miss you.
I miss you, too. Maybe we should maybe do some type of meeting on Zoom.
Yeah, I've been doing a bunch of that. What do you mean, just you and me hanging out?
No, like I don't know, where are they? Where are the meetings? I haven't been invited.
I got some. I'll send you some. I'll be going to one.
Will you send me one and I'll go to it with you?
Sure, but maybe we'll start one too. That'll be nice.
Yeah, let's get a couple people who are in it and we'll do it. All right.
I want to go to one of those.
You can. It's for you. You wanted me to drink.
Well, maybe I'll learn something.
But you don't drink. You're not an alcoholic. You're not a drug addict. You can't go. What are you going to learn?
I could start.
Dan Soda?
Subscribe to my new webcam. I J-O from 8 to 9 a.m. I call it Morning Jerk with Dan. I love tips. Yeah. I love tips. And
you
I love
fucking E.T. fingers. Holy shit.
Dan, I
love you guys. Joe, I love your ball
so
bag.
Much, buddy.
Call to
I love you guys.
Suarez, get some sleep. I love you guys.
Gabby, what about Gabby? Do you love Gabby?
Yeah,
I said goodbye to Gabby. Bye, Gabby.
Gabby, you said you loved everybody. You don't even love
me. He didn't love me either. He just loved you and Joe.
You don't love Mike?
I love Mike Alta.
What about me?
Gabby, you got to earn it.
Jesus Christ.
Suarez, you're close. A couple more snuggles and we're there.
What?
Peace and love. Bye, everyone. I'm going to go poop on Cam Soda.
Mike,
are we leaving? Is that it?
Yeah, we're out. I got to go. Mike's right. Going to go. Gabby, I love you. We'll see you. We'll talk to you this week. Mike, I'll talk to you later tonight.
See you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mike.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.